For a city built on beer, the signs surround us, and beverages flow freely for most any event.
Been around and seen some things, and as far as the drunkest city goes, it's still Milwaukee.
Number one. That's where Milwaukee landed on a list of 40 drunkest cities on the online news site The Daily Beast. The study looked at how often people drink, the number of heavy and binge drinkers, and the number of alcohol-related deaths.
Oh, it's disgraceful. I'm embarrassed to say that we live here.
Judy and Paul Jenkins have heard enough about drinking and drugs. Their daughter and granddaughter were hit and killed by an impaired driver. They're standing behind the sheriff's New Year's push.
I'm not naive enough to believe that people are going to change their drinking behavior overnight.
What Sheriff Clark is intent on changing is drinking and driving.
You are, in fact, moving along with a loaded weapon, 4,000 to 6,000 pounds of steel that no human body can win a battle against.
19 agencies are joining in for a total of 108 officers on the roads New Year's Eve. A new county vehicle can pack them in.
We can put four on this side and four on that side. And then we can also go to the side here, and we have the ability to put two other people.
The Jenkins hope to see this effort get more impaired drivers off the roads as they continue to push for tougher laws.
We can lose the distinction. Wouldn't that be great to read in the Daily Beast, Wisconsin is no longer the drunkest city in the United States.